Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour on Motown Memories, we'll be featuring 16 different Motown groups that have "the" in their title. This half hour, we'll hear from the Velvettes, the Commodores, the Marvelettes, the Miracles, the Contours, the Isley Brothers, the Supremes, the Temptations, and the Jackson 5. That's all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Yeah, she knows she's built and knows how to please. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Marvelettes, with a number 11 tune on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1965, that was Danger, Heartbreak, Dead Ahead. Before that, the Commodores, number 4 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1977, Brick House. And we started with the Velvettes, Motown favorite group, number 21 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1965, He Was Really Saying Something. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during this hour, we're featuring Motown groups with "the" in the title. Well, coming up, The Miracles, with a number one song on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1962, You Really Got a Hold on Me. Well, every now and again, the radio will tell you what's a hit. Well, Motown, when they released this song, had You Really Got a Hold of Me as the B-side. The A-side, which they hoped was going to be a hit, was a song called Happy Landing. Well, Smokey Robinson was quoted at the time by saying that, quote, "I was in New York taking care of business for Barry for the company with another publisher. I wanted to write something like Bringing On Home to Me, that Sam Cooke great song, and I was in my hotel room with nothing to do, and that's what I did. You Really Got a Hold on Me." Well, You Really Got a Hold of Me was released the day that the Motown Review reached Birmingham, Alabama on a roadshow. Smokey was at first too sick to promote the record, and the Miracles were left as a trio. Smokey had come down with the Asian flu. Well, a fellow by the name of Pete Moore replaced Smokey Robinson in Birmingham. Smokey recalled that back then, if you had never gone to a group city and never had seen them perform live, the chances are you didn't know what they looked like. And so all you had to do was hear that high voice and you thought it was Smokey. Well, here we are, Smokey and the Miracles, with "You Really Got a Hold on Me," right here on Motown Memories.
Really got a hold on me. got a hold on me.
You really got a hold on me.
I said, you really got a hold on me.
I said, you really got a hold.
You know, you really got a hold.
With your requests. MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
1964, and we gon' dance some more. You gotta keep up with the times if you wanna be mine. So if you can do it, let me know.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Take me in yours. Come on and hug me.
Isley Brothers with another 22 tune on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1968, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While. The Doobie Brothers had greater success with that song in the early 70s. Before that, we heard from the Commodores with Can You Do It, number 16 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 64. And we started with that number one from 62, You Really Got a Hold of Me, Dean Miracles. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown artists with the in the title of the group. Well, coming up, perhaps the greatest Motown artist, certainly in the 1960s with this string of number one hits, both on the Rhythm and Blues charts and on the Hot 100 charts, The Supremes, with the number five song in a row that reached number one, Back in My Arms Again. Well, at the time, people were wondering, could The Supremes make it an unbelievable five number one pop smash hits in a row? Well, of course they could, thanks to that great writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland, and Diana's great lead voice. Well, Back in My Arms Again featured the foot-stomping beat that Holland, Dozier, and Holland cooked up for Where Did Our Love Go and Stop in the Name of Love. Its backing laced with great saxophone flourishes. While Holland, Dozier, and Holland worked a cute mention of the two other Supremes besides Diana, Mary, and Flo into the lyrics. Again, Motown producers were savvy about creating audience identification with the stars. Well, here are the Supremes with Back in My Arms Again right here on Motown Memories.
I lived in a place called the inner city. Getting ahead was strictly a no-no, cause nobody cares what happens to the folks that live in the ghetto.
Thousands of lives wasting away, people living from day to day. It's a challenge just staying alive, cause in the ghetto only the strong.
Bye.
the Jackson 5 with Hallelujah Day. They reached number 10 on the Rhythm Blues charts from 1973. Before that, The Temptations, number 1 on the R&B charts from that same year, 73. That song was called Masterpiece. And we start with The Supremes, number 1 from 65, Back in My Arms Again. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We featured all Motown artists with the in the title of their group name. Well, coming up, we'll do it again the next half hour. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.